What's going on around us doesn't affect our peace and happiness. What does is how we think and see things. It shows how the way we think can change how we see the world. Stoic principles can help us become more strong and at peace, which makes it easier to handle life's difficulties with ease and composure. To find inner peace and deal with life's problems with stoicism, you need to understand your feelings. Stoic thought stresses that feelings are not necessarily good or bad. Instead, how we think about and react to them determines our health. Our emotions are how we see or judge the world based on what we think and believe about it. We can think of these feelings as neutral and that they depend on how we understand them. Let my voice guide you to a life of stoic wisdom and lasting happiness. When we understand this idea, we can step back from the instant effects of our feelings and deal with them in a smart and aware way. Take a moment to look at our feelings without judging them or getting attached to them. We can deal with these feelings without getting too upset and look into the thoughts and beliefs that make them happen. This will help us learn more about ourselves and help us make smart choices about how to deal with these emotional urges. One important thing to keep in mind is that we can change the things we think and believe. Even though we can't change what happens in the outside world or what other people do, we can still change how we think and feel. Stoicism teaches us how to build an inner refugee that helps us find peace and stability in the middle of life's ups and downs. Living in the present moment and being aware of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions without judging them is what mindfulness is all about. It's important to look at our events with openness and interest instead of getting caught up in them. Being more mindful helps us understand how we react to the things going on around us and become more aware of our own inner experiences. Learning to understand and accept things as they are brings peace. To understand and accept something, we have to face the truth of the situation and choose to act in a way that is consistent with our values. Fully accepting the present moment, whether it brings us joy or pain, and understanding that we can choose how to react, is what it's all about. Stoicism is an old theory that was created by Epictetus, Seneca, and Marcus Aurelius. Its main ideas are that doing good things and living in peace with nature are very important. People learn to focus on the things they can change and accept the things they can't change without getting upset. Having a steady sense of inner peace is important for success in any work setting. We can avoid needless stress and unease by focusing on the things we can change and accepting the things we can't. People who follow the Stoic way of life know that we can't change the outside world, but we can change how we react to it. Focusing on the things we can change, our thoughts, actions, and attitudes, helps us stay calm and on task, even when things get tough. Marcus Aurelius was emperor of the Roman Empire in the 2nd century CE. It was a rough time with war, famine, and sickness. Marcus Aurelius is known for being a wise philosopher and a good leader. He is thought to be the last of the five good emperors of Rome. Stoic teachings about virtue, resilience, and service shaped Marcus's life. He was a dedicated scholar and supporter of moral self-examination, and he kept regular personal writings that have become known as the Meditations. In these writings, he explains the Stoic idea that one should focus their efforts only on things they can control, like their own reason, choice, and how they see events, rather than what other people do. Marcus Aurelius showed great morals and calmness in the face of chaos by following these lessons, while also taking on huge imperial duties. He did what he had to do with seriousness and care, making sure justice was done while also personally leading armed operations to protect Roman lines. According to everyone who knew Marcus, he lived a simple, honest life focused on the good of society rather than fame or money. His courage in serving the Roman people solidified his reputation as a philosopher king who put knowledge, control, and duty before ego. Lesson 1. Being quiet is the best way to deal with anger. People usually think of anger as a bad feeling that makes people say and do things they later regret. It's normal to want to get angry back when someone takes their anger out on you. Unfortunately, this method doesn't always work to solve problems and instead makes them worse. The Stoics stress how important it is to keep your cool and use good sense, even when things get tough. If someone is angry, responding with silence can help calm things down and help you understand what's going on. Letting the other person find peace comes from staying quiet. It stops the fight from getting worse and gives both sides a chance to think about what they said and did with a clear head. Lesson 2. We have less control over our lives when we value things that are out of our hands. Think about two people who are stuck in traffic and are late for an important meeting. One driver slams on the brakes, honks the horn, and yells at other drivers in a loud voice to get their way, even though they have no control over the traffic. He has given up his own inner peace because he invested too much and in the wrong things. The other driver quietly accepts that he can't change the outside world. Instead of wasting energy on pointless irritation, he calms down by listening to relaxing music and practicing deep breathing. In this case, who has the better hand? We must distinguish between the things we can manage and the things we cannot, as Stoicism shows a basic truth. Putting too much stock in outward results, like fame, health, or a good image, can cause you to suffer needlessly. These things in the world can change no matter how hard we try to hold on. By working on our inner morals, knowledge, and perspective, we can take more charge of our lives, no matter what problems arise. We have the power to choose. Will we fight pointless battles and protest against outside forces that don't care about what we want? We could also put our efforts into controlling our minds, which is the only thing we can really control. This gives you unmatched power that doesn't change no matter what. We have to decide at the end whether to use our energy to be frustrated in a way that doesn't help or to move toward permanent inner peace. Lesson 3. It's absurd and strange to be surprised by anything in life. Since the world is always changing, it makes no sense to get angry, upset, or unhappy when things don't go as planned. Stoics thought that life was unpredictable and full of things that people couldn't change. They taught us to train our minds so that we wouldn't be mentally caught off guard by adversity, hurdles, accidents, fights, and other similar things. Things like this just happen. When we have false hopes that only good luck will come our way, we suffer needlessly. The Stoic way is to develop a calm attitude that lets you deal with life's ups and downs. Change is the only thing that stays the same in life. Being shocked every time something changes shows that you have a silly and false view of how unpredictable the world is. The wise know that trouble is going to happen and handle life's complicated changes with grace. Lesson 4. You control your mind, not what happens in the outside world. If you understand this, you will be strong. We can't change things that happen to us that are out of our control, like our situation, health, image, and belongings. We can change some things, but there are a lot of things we can't change. We are in charge of how we think, what we see, and how we judge things when they happen. It has a truly deep ability to change how we feel and what we think about. The Stoic thinkers found that we can access deep sources of resilience by focusing our efforts on understanding and managing our views, thought processes, and beliefs. Our mental view can be changed, which in turn changes how we feel what happens to us in the outside world. This gives you access to a mind that is incredibly strong and flexible. No matter what problems we face in the outside world, the key to long-term security is to know what we can control. Lesson 5. The best way to exact revenge is to not act like your adversary. When someone hurts you or acts badly, being mean or negative doesn't help solve the problem or do what's right. In many cases, it keeps a bad loop going, which hurts everyone concerned. The Stoics thought that the best way to get rid of hate was to meet it with virtue. They stressed how important it is to stay honest and show kindness instead of putting yourself down to an enemy's level. When someone is negative, responding with kindness, patience, and moral leadership can help you keep your own self-worth while also giving the other person a chance to grow and change. Through their morality, they might understand the greater truth of what they did. This supports fairness in a positive way instead of making things worse. To get back at people who want to hurt you, the best revenge is to rise above and refuse to become tainted yourself. This method requires a lot of self-control and moral honesty, but it's a powerful way to deal with bad things. Using understanding to deal with evil is a truly uplifting way to fight darkness. The Stoics knew how to change bad feelings by putting out their fires. Sixth lesson: love the people and things that fate brings you together with all your heart. I accept what fate has tied you to. In this case, fate refers to things we can't change, like the circumstances we are born into and sudden events that can change our path. The Stoics say that we should welcome life's difficulties and decide how to deal with them. We always have the choice of how to see things, even when bad things happen. This way of looking at things keeps us from getting angry about things we can't change. And finally, it's important to value the ties we have, even if they don't last forever. Stoics believed that the support of others could help them get through hard times. When we fully embrace our loved ones in every moment, no matter what happens in life, we can fully enjoy the present before time runs out. Lesson 7. Stay in the here and now. According to the Stoics, worry and anger happen when we think about things we can't change. When we think about what might happen or what could have happened, we lose touch with the moment. Philosophers known as Stoics agree that people get sidetracked by thinking about the past and the future, which can cause them to worry and think too much. This quote is a good way to remember to stay in the present. There is only one point in time where we can do something on purpose. By being aware of what is going on around us, we can find peace and do what is important better. Lesson 8. When you wake up in the morning, think about how lucky you are to be living, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, and to love. It makes us remember how lucky we are to be alive and how beautiful it is to be human. To take deep breaths of life, think about important ideas, be happy, and love others. The Stoic sages say that it's important to enjoy life and stay away from problems and distractions that aren't necessary. When we start the day by thinking about the little things that make life worth living, we understand our place in the world better and feel more thankful. The power to make a positive change in other people's lives and the amazing gifts of awareness are something we should think about every morning. This helps us stay grounded in what really matters and gives us the confidence to face any challenges that come our way. We are always aware of the amazing chances we have because we were born human. We are encouraged to look at even problems with a sense of purpose and perspective. If we remember how important each day is when we wake up, it can change how we see the present and the future. Lesson 9. If you don't do anything, you can still be unfair. If we don't do anything about the violence, greed, discrimination, and exploitation going on in the world, these wrongs will keep happening. Evil people usually do bad things on purpose, but sometimes people just don't speak out against systems and behaviors that hurt people's respect because they think it's easier to stay quiet. In the end, This shows how involved someone is. Stoic philosophers urge us to speak out and take action against any injustices we see, rather than staying quiet and only caring about our own comfort. This is how we meet our moral obligation. If we don't do anything about bad things, it means we care more about our own peace than other people's lives. Change that matters starts with regular people being strong enough to speak out against anything that lowers the value of people. We need to fight witness lethargy with a strong sense of moral anger if we want to make progress. Lesson 10. If you don't do anything, you can still be unfair. It is more effective to show goodness through our deeds than to waste time fighting about vague moral traits. The Stoics believed that a theory was only true if people who followed it actually did what it said. If you don't follow moral ideals by being good, they don't mean anything. It doesn't help to talk about good traits if we don't show them, which can make people doubt our earnestness and our ability to follow our values. Authentic impact comes from living out our views through our deeds, not just being able to persuade others. Doing what you say will help your trustworthiness. To get other people to follow a certain standard of character, we need to show them that they can do it by the way we live our lives. Lesson 11. By doing nothing, you can still be unfair. There are always secret gifts if we are careful enough to see them, even in situations that seem normal or hard. We can enjoy the easy joys of nature and company, as well as the unexpected chances that come our way to grow as people. We can accept that life is always changing and be open to the wealth that each moment holds. We shouldn't just go through the motions and miss the brief moments that often come when we least expect them. Instead, we should seize each new day's unique chances. Lesson 12. If you don't do anything, you can still be unfair. The past is a long time ago, and the future is unknown, but the present moment is always close by and ready to be enjoyed. When we think about the past or the future, we can't fully enjoy the present and live our lives. Instead, they said we should use the many tools that are inside and around us. When we treat the present moment as a valuable gift, we can enjoy all of its bright beauty without thinking about the past or the future. There's not a good chance we'll find happiness, meaning, or growth somewhere else if we can't find them here and now. Every gift we open is a wonderful one that we can enjoy with thanks and awareness. Right now, there are always new chances that could come up if we are open to them. Give yourself a gift, the present moment, in Lesson 1. All the things we collect and money we make in our lives are temporary and can be gone in an instant. Giving to others instead of only thinking about what we can get for ourselves is the key to real, long-lasting wealth. Everyone will die at some point because life is short. Our things and accomplishments from this life do not follow us after we die, but the love and positive effect we have on others while we are still living will live on in their hearts and lives. It's important to enjoy the little things in life and not let stuff take over our lives. Making a lot of money shouldn't be the only way we measure success. What we hold on to tightly might not be very important in the end. Instead, the help and kindness we give to others become our permanent heritage, a gift that will always be linked to a bigger sense of purpose that goes beyond our own lives. The only wealth you will ever own is the wealth you give away, according to Lesson 14. It's good to enjoy the little things in life, but we should also be careful not to get too relaxed and put material things ahead of important goals. People who don't like challenges miss out on chances to grow as people, finding meaning and growth in our lives. Is there a bigger reason for me to live than just staying warm and cozy? Shouldn't we be brave and face our fears in order to help make a difference and make a real difference? If I stayed inside all day wrapped in blankets and shut out the world, what opportunities would I miss? We have a choice. Do we settle for a safe and easy life and avoid taking risks, or do we push ourselves to do what is hard but necessary? Our high moral standards and the duty to help others, The answer is inside of you. Where would you like to see meaning come to life? Which one is the source? Is it internal or external? Lesson 15. If you hide a flaw, everyone will think the worst of you. People leave our flaws and worries out in the open because they are afraid of being judged. This leaves others to guess and fill in the blanks. People tend to think of the worst flaws when there isn't any openness. Stoicism is a way of thinking that focuses on developing inner knowledge, being honest with yourself, and being able to control your harmful urges. The Stoics also stressed how important it was to be honest in relationships. They thought it was powerful to accept one's flaws instead of hiding them, because they saw it as a way to free ourselves from the assumed opinions of others. Once the flaws are known, our worries about possible threats go down. It also helps people form better bonds with each other when they accept their flaws. The Stoics said that trying to be perfect is impossible because everyone makes mistakes. People who believe this think that being brave and funny while admitting flaws builds trust and a sense of connection. After letting go of the need to act, life gets easier. Being our true selves around other people is a great feeling. Inner freedom naturally leads to external security. Lesson 16. Life is just a place where good and bad can happen. Life is the stage for the story of people, with all of its complexities. Things happen and situations appear, but at its core, life doesn't have a quality of being good or bad. The quote instead suggests that our ideas of good and evil are shaped by how we understand and respond to them. We tend to judge things based on our own individual opinions and put them into two groups, positive and bad. However, they are just a normal part of how unexpected life is. Life gives people a chance to show themselves in many ways, both good and bad. This is the area where moral choices are made. But life is a neutral place where people don't have any goals. 17th lesson. I can't avoid death, but I can avoid being afraid of it. Even though we can't change the time of our death, we can change the way our lives and personalities are before it happens. We don't have to be afraid of death. Instead, we can focus on having a good life with a purpose and even happiness. Death fear can be broken when we stop thinking about how we are going to die and start thinking about how we are living our lives. When we bravely accept that everything is temporary and focus on the value of each moment, our fears about the future turn into a commitment to doing the right thing and relating with others in the present. We all have to face death at some point, but the real victory comes when we get over our fears and take charge of the story that leads us to that point. With this clear view, we can deal with the uncertain and short-lived nature of life. We can rise above our fears and find freedom within our limits. Lesson 18. The things we really want aren't that important. People work very hard to get things like money, fame, status, beauty, and pleasure. But these things don't always have the great value that we think they do. When we put these outward marks first, we give up our true happiness, ethics, and inner peace. Stoic thinkers stressed the importance of being able to distinguish between fleeting wants and deep needs, or between things that are unimportant and things that are important. We shouldn't waste our valuable time on pointless activities that don't make us happy. A lot of us waste our time and energy on things that only make us feel good for a short time before the never-ending circle of desire starts all over again. Are my interests in line with things that matter? Do I spend my time and energy on things that don't matter as much as personal growth, making relationships that matter, and keeping my dignity? How do I distinguish between my real needs and my wants? The Stoic way is based on looking for what really counts. Beyond the self, when we become aware of how insignificant many of our pursuits are, we can gain wisdom and focus on more meaningful and worthwhile goals. Until we realize that the greatest rewards come from within, our desires will continue to control us. Lesson 19. Settle on the type of person you want to be and stick to it, whether alone or in company. The Stoics emphasized the importance of cultivating wisdom to gain a profound understanding of one's priorities and values, independent of external factors. Having self-awareness enables one to maintain confidence in upholding virtues, even when faced with pressure to conform or compromise. They emphasized the significance of having a reliable internal guide, choosing core beliefs that recognize the inherent potential of humanity. Keep your ultimate vision of your best self in mind as you navigate through different life situations. Allow this clear vision to firmly establish your sense of self in different situations. Understanding the importance of maintaining a strong sense of identity is crucial even as we adapt to new situations. When faced with challenges, it's important to stick to your principles and act accordingly, rather than compromising your values for convenience. When encountering new environments and personalities, rely on the principles you established through thoughtful reflection. Stay focused on your goals. The essence of maturity and leadership lies in the ability to maintain a steadfast inward clarity while navigating external situations. Stay true to your authentic self, no matter who may be present to witness it. Lesson 20. Consider at what price you sell your integrity, but please, for God's sake, don't sell it cheap. In a world that is far from perfect, it may sometimes be necessary to make concessions and be flexible. However, they strongly warned against compromising integrity for small gains or temporary peace. Having a deep understanding of our core values helps us determine when it's necessary to stand firm and when it's acceptable to be flexible for the sake of maintaining our humanity. There are situations where following principles too strictly can unnecessarily endanger oneself or others. Choosing a calibrated concession may be the right decision. Nevertheless, caution strongly against oversimplified justifications that gradually undermine moral principles. When we start giving up on our ideals bit by bit, instead of valuing virtue as a unified concept, we can find ourselves on a dangerous path. Given these circumstances, conscious pragmatism maintains its dignity. However, making hasty or gradual compromises can lead to a loss of integrity. The cost depends on your identity and aspirations. Effective leaders must understand the balance between adapting to new situations while maintaining their principles without compromising their integrity for insignificant personal benefits. Take a moment to think about what cannot be changed before rushing to find justifications. We need to talk about Seneca now. Lucius Annaeus. Seneca, known simply as Seneca, played an essential role in the development of Stoic philosophy in ancient Rome. As a prominent writer, statesman, and tutor to Emperor Nero, Seneca both studied and applied Stoic ethics and ideals. His philosophical letters and essays feature memorable arguments upholding the importance of reason, self-control, simplicity, and justice in living the virtuous life. Despite wealth and power, Seneca insisted on austerity and aligning conduct with ideals. Such Stoic attitudes sought liberation from emotional excess and grasping for empty status in death-denying Roman society. Seneca compellingly called people to higher principles through applying philosophy to daily experience. When forced to commit suicide for alleged conspiracy, Seneca embraced death stoically. His extraordinary influence as a moral guide is evident in quotes still widely circulated today, emphasizing the brevity of life, overcoming fear through moral purpose, and maintaining integrity amidst struggle. Seneca practiced engaged self-examination and desire for wisdom, ruling his words. This alignment made Seneca a riveting Stoic exemplar centuries after his death. Lesson 1. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. many individuals would torment themselves by constantly cycling through scenarios of what if, imagining future disasters that rarely ever actually happened. However, constantly worrying and imagining worst-case scenarios only adds unnecessary stress and hinders our ability to effectively deal with challenges if they do happen. It's crucial to remember that relying on our imagination alone may not accurately reflect the extent of the challenges we truly experience. Our minds tend to focus more on negatives and potential fears rather than considering the facts and probabilities in a balanced way. Getting caught up in overthinking can distort our perception of reality and lead to unnecessary unhappiness. The wise understand that things are frequently less severe than what our inner voice suggests. When we calm our thoughts and stay focused on the present, we become better equipped to overcome any obstacles that may come our way. However, a lot of unnecessary suffering occurs only within our thoughts. Lesson 2. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. Although there will always be some level of uncertainty, gaining knowledge in important areas allows for a more precise evaluation of what truly deserves our concern. Having a good understanding of the situation and the likelihood of different outcomes helps us make informed decisions without getting caught up in unnecessary speculation. Fear flourishes when understanding is lacking. By consistently questioning and studying events and our beliefs about them, we can overcome fear and gain enlightened understanding. Embrace curiosity instead of reacting with distress. When we take the time to carefully examine what may initially seem scary, we can uncover its true essence. Wisdom can easily dismantle fear. Shining a light of understanding on the unknown helps us overcome the negative effects of ignorance and prejudice. Understanding is the key to eliminating fear. Knowledge is its antidote. Lesson 3. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. We often find ourselves longing for a future filled with happiness, success, or contentment, eagerly awaiting the day when those perfect situations become a reality. However, by constantly anticipating these hypothetical futures, we fail to fully appreciate the imperfect yet genuine experiences that are happening in the present moment. We often perceive the present moment as uninteresting, unsatisfying, or merely a means to an end. The Stoic philosophers advised against using the future as a means to avoid embracing the intricate wonders of the present moment. Living fully occurs in the present moment, or not at all. Every passing moment quickly becomes part of the unchangeable past, beyond our reach. This quote is a reminder to not take life for granted and wait for the perfect situation. Let go of the habit of dismissing moments as not worth fully engaging in unless they align with certain expectations. Dive into the wonderful experiences that life offers with every breath. In life, we only have the present moment, as the future is always out of reach. We often overlook the beauty of the present moment, waiting for a future that may never come. This mindset can prevent us from fully embracing and enjoying life as it is. Lesson 4. Life is long if you know how to use it. Human life is incredibly short, passing by in the blink of an eye in the grand scheme of the cosmos. However, the underlying message implies that by living with intention and embracing every moment, life can be fulfilling and meaningful regardless of its brevity. Every moment holds the potential for profound engagement, allowing us to fully experience life and make the most of each opportunity. From this higher perspective, our individual lives provide ample opportunity to fully engage in what truly matters: love, personal development, self-improvement, artistic expression, and wonder. By focusing on these important goals, life becomes imbued with deep significance, even though it may seem fleeting in the grand scheme of things. So, life progresses when used effectively. It's frustrating how short it is. The moment, cherished and timeless, knows no bounds. Lesson 5. Cease to hope, and you will cease to fear. At first glance, this statement may appear to encourage a somewhat pessimistic and accepting perspective. If you stop expecting things, you'll also stop fretting about potential dangers. Yet, the underlying message implies a more nuanced and liberating perspective on our expectations. Imagining future scenarios can cause distress in the present, leading to both hopes and fears. Having unfounded hopes can be quite frustrating, while constantly worrying achieves nothing. When we have realistic expectations about the world, it can help alleviate a lot of distress when things don't go as planned. Behind the frustration and disappointment, there is an underlying sense of entitlement, the belief that life should owe us something. Similarly, developing a clear understanding of what is possible by observing past experiences can help us distinguish between legitimate concerns and exaggerated fears. When hopes and fears are in sync with reality, emotional turmoil and distress lessen. Mastering life's ups and downs becomes easier when we embrace the present and accept uncertainty with calmness, and that's where lasting security can be found. Lesson 6. Wealth is the slave of a wise man and the master of a fool. At first glance, this quote emphasizes the importance of being in charge of one's finances instead of being controlled by them. However, the underlying message implies how humans perceive and interact with wealth and possessions in a broader sense. Nevertheless, individuals who possess self-discipline are able to maintain a clear sense of identity and purpose regardless of their financial situation. Applying wisdom to any situation helps us appreciate the importance of having enough while also letting go of unnecessary abundance. Recognizing basic necessities over unnecessary desires reflects a lack of greed. Meanwhile, those who are enlightened see money as a practical tool for pursuing moral objectives without compromising their integrity. The power of wealth is determined by how you perceive and prioritize it. Material possessions only hold sway over those who rely on them for validation and struggle with their inevitable transience. However, you are not governed by any external circumstances, as you are internally secure. Thus, when wisdom is in control, sovereignty naturally follows. Valuation only enslaves those consumed by egotism. Lesson 7. Only time can heal what reason cannot. At times, life throws us unexpected challenges that can leave us feeling confused, helpless, and discouraged. During such times, it can be difficult to find comfort or make sense of the distress. We often feel overwhelmed by harsh realities that defy logic. Over time, the overwhelming grief gradually evolves into a softer form of mourning and eventually becomes integrated into the fabric of life. Time guides us through challenging moments, leading us towards a brighter future filled with newfound purpose. In the midst of pain, words and analysis may not fully capture the experience. However, with the passage of time, perspective is gained and the strength of the human spirit becomes evident. Reason often struggles to comprehend things that are beyond its grasp. However, over time, there is a gradual process of restoring and weaving together torn threads to create new tapestries. When reason reaches its limits, time provides a healing that goes beyond comprehension. Lesson 8. Hang on to your youthful enthusiasms. You will be better able to use them as you get older. The young spirit's enthusiasm and idealism often fade with time and life's challenges. When we are young, the world seems full of hope and endless possibilities, giving us a sense of invincibility and immortality. But as time goes on, responsibilities, loss, and cynicism often dampen the initial joy and courage. As we get older, we can combine hope and wisdom. People in our society often think that hopeful enthusiasm is unrealistic. but if you keep your excitement while adding practicality and patience, it can grow into a big change over time. If you are dedicated to your dreams, you can make them come true. But don't just guide them from times of restriction to times of growth and strength. At some point, our experiences and maturity can change our childhood dreams. There is a sense of fulfillment that comes from developing character and overcoming challenges. The end of the challenging journey reminds us of our purpose and helps us regain our self-respect. Lesson 9. It is a rough road that leads to the heights of greatness. Achieving greatness on a personal level depends not only on talent, but also on the ability and capability to persevere and improve despite facing obstacles. With such determination, we can distinguish ourselves and reach extraordinary heights. Lesson 10. Difficulty comes from our lack of confidence. The philosophers note that unnecessary suffering often stems from the exaggerated narratives we unconsciously create about potential dangers. We can easily understand the tendency to envision catastrophe and project worst-case scenarios. However, it is important to recognize that probability and resources are on our side. Rather than succumbing to these fearful illusions, basically, our confidence in dealing with uncertainty and change diminishes. This lack of self-trust and clear perception creates challenges as it leads to increasing distress that hinders effective response. When we believe in scary stories about being powerless, we end up causing our own problems. We handle challenges with bravery and a calm approach, preventing them from escalating unnecessarily. Many times, the root cause of distress can be found in our lack of self-confidence rather than external factors. When one possesses unwavering confidence in their abilities and strength, they can shape events according to their desires instead of being defeated by them. Lesson 11. Difficulty comes from our lack of confidence. The philosophers note that unnecessary suffering often stems from the exaggerated narratives we unconsciously create about potential dangers. We can easily understand the tendency to envision catastrophe and project worst-case scenarios. However, it is important to recognize that probability and resources are on our side. Rather than succumbing to these fearful illusions, basically, our confidence in dealing with uncertainty and change diminishes. This lack of self-trust and clear perception creates challenges as it leads to increasing distress that hinders effective response. When we believe in scary stories about being powerless, we end up causing our own problems. We handle challenges with bravery and a calm approach, preventing them from escalating unnecessarily. Many times, the root cause of distress can be found in our lack of self-confidence rather than external factors. When one possesses unwavering confidence in their abilities and strength, they can shape events according to their desires instead of being defeated by them. Lesson 12. Difficulty comes from not having confidence in ourselves. If we don't regularly evaluate the bigger picture, our priorities become unclear because we act on our whims all the time. We get caught up in worries about short-term issues, identities, and material things. When we take a step back and look at our lives over the years, we can see what really makes us who we are and whether the choices we're making now are in line with our core values. Lesson 13. When a person spends all of his time traveling abroad, he ends up with many acquaintances but no friends. Travel loses its significance regardless of the distance if we don't strike a balance between external exploration and inner reflection on our conscience, priorities, and presence. Genuine friendship and a sense of belonging are not formed by simply collecting acquaintances like souvenirs. Instead, they are built through shared purpose and vulnerability. Lesson 14. If one's inner self lacks spiritual fulfillment, material possessions cannot provide solace for anxiety and despair. Let me tell you about Epictetus. Epictetus, a well-known Stoic philosopher from the early 2nd century AD, made significant contributions to his field by emphasizing personal ethics and self-mastery and making them accessible and clear. The main ideas of Stoic philosophy are courage, clear perception, self-regulation, aligning actions with values, and focusing solely on one's own reason choice. Epictetus served as an example of this by facing adversity with courage and integrity. Lesson 1. We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. At first glance, this quote highlights the idea that listening is more important than speaking and encourages us to prioritize understanding others. However, the true value of this lies in its ability to encourage us to overcome our natural self-center. This lack of openness to new information and different perspectives before responding only leads to more confusion and pain. We often fail to listen when we should speak, gain a deeper understanding by acknowledging that our initial perspective may not capture the complete truth. Afterward, communication becomes more reliable, choices become more precise, and relationships become more valued. Understanding the complexity of a situation requires acknowledging that there is often more that we don't know than what we do know. It's important to listen carefully and question our assumptions before confidently speaking about things we may not fully understand. Understand the difference lies in the level of effort put in, rather than how it is perceived. Lesson 2. No man is free who is not master of himself. Genuine freedom necessitates personal discipline and a sense of control from within. If our state of mind and quality of life are easily influenced by external events, we become slaves to circumstance. We often make the mistaken assumption that we have complete control over the world. Nevertheless, when we assume the responsibility of managing how others perceive us, making judgments, and developing resilience against unrealistic expectations, we gain control over our experiences. No matter what challenges life presents, establishing a clear ethical framework helps us avoid relying too heavily on others or specific circumstances. We can find our own sense of purpose and meaning without relying on external validation from fame, wealth, or status, which are temporary and beyond our control. This kind of clear-headed self-control helps us connect with a lasting sense of purpose and dignity in the midst of a chaotic and uncertain world. Individuals who remain calm and centered find strength to navigate any challenges that come their way. Even as circumstances shift, the ability to act virtuously remains, providing a deep sense of freedom that cannot be shaken by external limitations. Thus, genuine freedom is achieved by exercising self-control rather than attempting to exert external control. Resilience. Regardless of what happens in the midst of life's uncertainties, we have the power to shape our inner world by embracing virtue and wisdom as our guiding principles, instead of yielding to irrational expectations for reality to conform to our desires. We can make conscious choices. Lesson 6. A ship should not ride on a single anchor, nor life on a single hope. Life's unpredictable changes make it difficult to find something that is reliably permanent. Even though it's natural for humans to seek stability, time's impermanence affects all aspects of life, including relationships, wealth, and accolades. Meaning can be unpredictable and fleeting, often leaving those who relied on it in a state of despair. Thus, this quote implies the importance of not putting too much faith in just one source of hope. By combining different sources of meaning, inspiration, purpose, and community, the impact of one failure does not deplete all resources. We stay afloat thanks to a network of interconnected buoys. if one anchor chain breaks, our little ship of self will still stay afloat. Strength against the changeable tides is bolstered by metaphysical diversity. We spread out emotional dependency instead of focusing it in one place. Therefore, when storms or corrosion damage a presumed rock, new advancements emerge to fill the void instead of leaving us feeling helpless. Hope, when divided, expands in the deepest sense. However, when hope is singular, it dooms all by vesting such narrow faith. Lesson 7. A ship should not ride on a single anchor, nor life on a single hope. This line emphasizes the importance of staying focused on the bigger picture and having faith in the small, gradual progress that can lead to significant breakthroughs over time. Nothing revolutionary or groundbreaking happens without some sort of introduction. However, over time, gradual permeation has the power to reshape landscapes that were once considered unchangeable. Progress in societies and personal growth happens through a series of intentional and incremental steps, rather than relying solely on sudden bursts of motivation. And there lies hope for those who feel discouraged by the absence of immediate success. Stay on track. Small changes made today can gradually transform into excellence and naturally lead to greatness over time. Tomorrow is full of promise, promise that we can't even imagine yet, even though progress may feel slow and unseen. Lesson 8. Know first who you are and then adorn yourself accordingly. The core of Stoic philosophy focuses on the importance of knowing and aligning with one's own values, priorities, and purpose, rather than being consumed by shallow pursuits like wealth, fame, and reputation. Understanding oneself at a profound level should always be the guiding principle for how we behave in the world. If you struggle to understand the values that guide your decisions, there is a danger of pursuing empty goals or pretending to be someone you're not just to impress others. Instead of focusing on personal growth, your core identity becomes fragmented by various roles, expectations, and fleeting desires that never seem to be fulfilled. Prioritizing the process of consciously connecting with your highest self and refining your unique virtues and qualities, you can establish a strong foundation by aligning with your inner truth. You can tap into a sense of confidence and purpose that doesn't depend on external validation. Lesson 9. It is the nature of the wise to resist pleasures, but the foolish to be a slave to them. Letting go of the need for external sources of pleasure to determine our happiness or self-worth. Understanding wisdom lies not in completely avoiding pleasure, but in maintaining control over our impulses. This allows us to choose when to indulge in rational enjoyment rather than being driven by compulsion. Mastering this concept may seem straightforward in theory, but it can be challenging to apply rational thinking in the midst of intense emotions. It requires the wisdom to remain balanced and composed. However, choosing not to rely on the convenient excuse of being unable to control oneself distinguishes the advanced mind from the instinctive reactions of untrained animals. Thus, the ultimate purpose of humanity is to use reason to guide the soul rather than succumbing to every hedonistic desire. Understanding the impact of conditioning on our choices is crucial for maintaining our conscious spirit and avoiding lifelong enslavement. Where does humanity's unique dignity lie, if not in the moral authority supported by the tireless pursuit of wisdom? Lesson 10. First, learn the meaning of what you say, and then speak. It is important to thoroughly examine oneself before making any claims or expressing certainty. Shallow opinions crumble when faced with life's challenges without a solid understanding. So, let's think about the way we communicate. What do these words really say about how we connect with each other? In order to foster effective learning, it is crucial to avoid sending messages that are hastily put together and unclear, as they can lead to disconnection and misunderstandings. Understanding the depths of one's own heart is essential before attempting to express it outwardly. Embrace the profound essence of awareness before proclaiming its magnificence. Understanding ideas becomes more meaningful when we can relate them to our own experiences and effectively share them with others. Lesson 10. First, learn the meaning of what you say, and then speak. Many times we find ourselves constantly complaining about how others don't make us happy, fulfilled, or secure. However, we fail to realize that we are the ones responsible for creating these meanings from within ourselves. Although collaboration and interdependence have their merits, it is important to remember that no one else can or should be responsible for cultivating your own sense of joy, purpose, and virtues. If you desire excellence or meaning, it is your responsibility to cultivate and embody them instead of relying on external sources. With this perspective, we have the amazing opportunity to create fulfilling lives on our own terms. By letting go of victimhood or entitlement mindsets that limit our control, relying on others or external circumstances to provide or restore energy limits, independence. Discover the ingredients for crafting a meaningful existence that are already within and around you. Take charge and embrace your role as the creative force. Create what you desire in this exploration of Stoic philosophy. We come to the realization that this timeless school of thought continues to hold relevance in the present, just as it did 2 millennia ago. The wisdom passed down by great philosophers such as Seneca, Marcus Aurelius, and Epictetus provides us with timeless principles to navigate our precious lives. Although we may not have power over external circumstances, we do have control over how we choose to respond to them. Understanding that stress is a normal part of life and recognizing our ability to control our response to it is the initial step in effectively managing workplace stress. With the adoption of a Stoic mindset, we can develop unwavering inner peace even when confronted with difficult work situations. Workplace stress often arises from concerns about factors that are outside of our control, such as the behavior of our colleagues or the results of our projects. By focusing on the present and taking action to handle our duties, we can reduce a lot of the stress that comes from worrying about the future or dwelling on past errors. Highlights the significance of keeping a clear viewpoint. When we consider the bigger picture, our work-related stresses may appear insignificant. When we take a step back and consider the immense expanse of the universe, we can see things from a wider viewpoint and understand that our current worries are only temporary and won't last forever. This understanding allows us to distance ourselves from the immediate stress and concentrate on what is truly important, our well-being and personal development. By embracing individuals for who they are and prioritizing our own positive qualities, we create an environment of honesty and respect for each other when we are fully present. This means we can truly listen to others, understand their point of view, and respond with empathy and compassion. Active listening and fully participating in conversations help us build stronger relationships and deeper connections. Regular self-reflection helps us identify any negative patterns, or being self-aware and disciplined can help us deal with these problems and build stronger relationships with the people we care about. Empathy is the ability to understand other people's feelings and points of view. By practicing this skill, we can make deep connections with others, which will help us develop empathy and strengthen our bonds. In both our personal and professional lives, we can cultivate a sense of community and inspire courage by actively listening to others and trying to understand their experiences. The first thing we need to do is notice that stress is there. Instead of fighting or resisting it, we should accept it as a normal part of life. By accepting stress, we can focus on finding answers and dealing with its effects on our general health. Mindfulness. When we practice mindfulness, we can stay in the current moment and watch our thoughts and feelings without judging them. Knowing what causes our stress helps us figure out how to deal with it. 3. Negative visualization. The Stoics believed in the power of this technique, which helps us mentally get ready for possible problems by picturing the worst things that could happen and practicing how we would handle them. This way, we can improve our ability to bounce back and lessen the effects of stress when they do happen. 4. Stoic philosophy puts a lot of weight on developing moral virtues like courage, self-control, and wisdom. By working on these traits, we can improve our ability to deal with stress in a calm and logical way. For example, by practicing self-control, we can avoid reacting impulsively to stressful situations and instead do so with calmness and thought. While practicing Stoic meditations, we think about philosophical teachings and principles to get a bigger picture of our own problems and worries. Doing these meditations regularly can help us develop a mindset that focuses on what we can control and lets go of what we can't, which can effectively lower stress and anxiety. Maintaining a journal. Writing down our feelings and thoughts can be a helpful way to lower stress. Stoicism supports journaling as a way to learn more about our own thought and behavior patterns. By analyzing our journal entries, we can find the things that cause stress and come up with effective ways to deal with them. When we incorporate these Stoic practices into our daily lives, we can achieve lasting inner peace and handle stress in our personal relationships, business success, and decision-making processes. Stoic wisdom provides a timeless framework for dealing with life's challenges with resilience and tranquility. It is an easy-to-understand philosophy that can be used in many areas of life. Learn about Stoicism and start your journey to a more peaceful and resilient life. It's easy to understand the basic Stoic principles. Separate things you can control from things you can't. Focus on your own morals and beliefs instead of relying on outside factors for happiness. Stop worrying about the future or things you wish you had done differently in the past. Just focus on the present moment. That's all you need to conquer. Find a way to deal with strong emotions by using logic and making sure your expectations are in line with what's happening. Choose to be good and respond thoughtfully instead of impulsively. Accept that the world is always changing while staying in touch with your own inner self. Find the power within your conscience to find meaning and purpose even when you are limited. Challenges often bring out our best qualities and give us chances to help others. Achieving a state of nobility comes from having desires that are guided by wisdom. If you fully follow these principles, which are shared here and ready to be embraced, you will find amazing freedom. The Stoics showed a way that can empower anyone. Focus on peace and clarity instead of chaos and ignorance. May we find the courage to follow in their footsteps today. The goal is what makes the trip worthwhile.